Next is a progress note for Joanne Bristow, BRISTOW, Joanne, JOANNE. Date was January 17th, 2022. Place was the Pines of Lapeer, Pines of Burton Assisted Living. This is Assisted Living. New paragraph, chief complaint, Mrs. Burroughs. Bristow was seen regarding COPD, schizophrenia, and there's been some reports of foot pain. New paragraph history. Mrs. Bristow has been more anxious lately, and sometimes a little bit on the aggressive side, period. She is on Xanax 0.5 milligrams scheduled in the morning and one tablet daily as needed, period. She has been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia in the past, period. Her family had wished for just PRN Xanax, period. However, when we talked with them, they seemed to be okay with the schedules and the PRN as she's not getting snowed with this and she's tolerating it and it's helping her, period. In paragraph, she has coronary artery disease and stents, and she's on Brilinta 90 milligrams daily for this and seems to be doing very well in this aspect, period. She denies any chest pain or dyspnea or any other cardiac symptoms, period. She has diabetes mellitus type 2, but there's no polyuria or polydipsia. We have no recent labs, period. The paragraph, she seems to be stable with respect to her schizophrenia and is on Seroquel 200 milligrams nightly, period. The family seems satisfied with this management, period. The paragraph, there's some pain of her right baby toe, and I noted that there's a callus on that. Period. It's an allowable aspect of the fifth toe, period. She does have an upcoming podiatry visit planned, period. New paragraph, review of systems, negative for fever, major weight change, headache, eye complaints, ENT complaints, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding, dysuria, or other specific physical complaints, period. Examination, she's not past history is positive for diabetes, mellitus, coronary artery disease with two stents, paranoid schizophrenia, and dementia. New paragraph, family history. Her father had a myocardial infarction, and her mother died at an advanced age, and it's not clear from what, period. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed. Are ill, blood pressure 138 over 70, pulse 79, respiratory rate 15, O2 saturation 93%, head and neck, unremarkable, oral mucosa normal, ears normal, neck supple, no mass, no nodes, lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation, cardiovascular normal, S1, S2, no S3, no S4, no murmur, no pitting edema. Abdomen soft and on. Tender. CNS, cranial is normal, sensation goes to intact. New paragraph, skin was unremarkable, no rash or major lesions. New paragraph, foot exam was done, period. This revealed normal pulses, normal sensory function, normal motor function, And there's a callus on the lab aspect of the left fifth toe. The right fifth toe, period. There's no ulcer, no gangrene, period. The paragraph, otherwise the skin was normal, period. There's no joint inflammation or effusion. The paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Bristow has coronary artery disease, currently stable with carbidol 6.25 milligrams twice a day, plus the Brilinta 90 milligrams daily due to the presence of stents, period. She's on simvastatin 10 milligrams daily for lipids. Two, she has diabetes mellitus, which is controlled by Lacrinia Danumet, 50/101 PO twice a day. Three, she has hypertension, and I will continue lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, plus the carbidol, which is also on for coronary disease, period. Four, she has paranoid schizophrenia, and I will continue Seroquel 200 milligrams daily, plus citalopram 10 milligrams daily for depression, and Xanax 0.5 milligrams in the morning, plus one tablet PRN, period. The family may be taking her out and visiting, and that may help her a little bit with the anxiety, period. Overall, continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.